Welcome, Miss Adventurers, to another special episode. I am Jen Vaughn, your favorite Bonezerker sibling. Back on Sunday, November 17th in 2019, at Geek Girl Con, which was almost a year ago, the world was a different place. People were heady under the spell of a certain untitled game with a feathery fiend protagonist. Speaking of fiends, you know what that means. We're heading over to Emerald Forest Adventure Con for, I don't know, their 35th convention? Maybe their 200th? It's a very consistent show, and I hats off to that organization. Without much further ado, I give you the dames playing Kat Krueger's adventure, Wild Untitled Goose Chase.
All right, so welcome to the D20 Dames live show at Geek Girl Con 2019. Woo!
I'm
ready to
live!
Oh, sorry. Oh, sure. So how many of you have heard the podcast?
Yay!
For those of you who haven't, we are an actual play family-friendly D&D podcast. All ladies here. The dames are at Emerald Forest Adventure Con. It is a campaign setting that I created. Emerald Forest Adventure Con is an annual event that features a wide array of activities and programming. It includes adventuring guests, various discussion panels, celebrity signings, and portrait opportunities and best dress contests. The convention also features a lively merchant hall with exhibitors from around the Forgotten Realms, bringing a large inventory of armor, weapons, scrolls, and potions for sale. All right, here we go. So the dames have previously been to actual dungeon here at Emerald Forest Adventure Con. It's an escape room where the magic safeties failed and became actually dangerous. They were at actual tavern where they solved a murder mystery. They've also checked out Little Demon Daycare in our live show from last year's Geek Girl Con. If you've attended our other live shows, there have been a couple more locations revealed, but the episodes have yet to air, so I'm going to keep all that a surprise. We are actually recording this for release on our podcast, and Brittany, our producer, is just checking the feed right now because we're getting a little bit of
magical attunement happening with these microphones.
People listen to this again after.
Yes, let's have the cast introduce themselves.
I'm Jess Ross. Thank you. Thank you, singular wooer. I play Laraya, an Earth Genasi druid.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn, and I'll be playing Riot Bonezerker, a winged tiefling ranger.
Oh, also sorry, my pronouns and my character are both she/her.
She/her as well.
I'm Brittany Leonagay. I play Sildar Hallwinter and Karen Bonezerker sometimes. And maybe more in the future, who knows. What else did you guys say?
That was it.
Just
What is Sildar Hallwinter?
Oh, he's a human fighter and an NPC and not my property.
We describe him as an aging Disney prince, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. A once famed fighter turned dad.
And I'm Kat Krueger, my pronouns are she, her, and I am the Dungeon Master here. Just to let you know, you do not have to be caught up or have listened to the show, because everything that happens at Emerald Forest Adventure Con stays at Emerald Forest Adventure Con. It's actually outside the main storyline, so this is completely non-linear. All right, so the dames arrive at Emerald Forest Adventure Con. Sildar Hallwinter has actually invited you to the Merchant Hall before opening hours.
This is exactly what I want. Riot's looking around, her tail snapping around. I need to find something for Karen and for me. Do you think I can start paying them before the hall opens?
I mean, yeah, like you can't just take their stuff and not pay for it.
I mean, I guess they're not done setting up, right? That's rude to do that.
Only one way to find out.
Oh, no, that's not why I didn't bring you here for shopping, although that was, you know, one of the things. But they're still setting up, like you said. They're, you know, just sheets over everything.
This one's eating a panini, so
a morning panini.
So yes. I shouldn't interrupt them? Okay.
Yes. please. Give them their last 15 minutes of chill time before you approach their table. Of course, you know, this is maybe the 7th Emerald Forest Adventure Con day this year. I don't know. It's a very strange con.
It's a really long con.
I was hoping I could invite you here just for fun, and we could do some shopping. And
I was also hoping for that.
Yeah.
But you just said it wasn't for shopping.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be for shopping. Oh. But, of course, you are the people I turn to when things are tough. And I have to just ask a favor, if you don't mind. Just one little favor, and then you can shop.
It immediately feels misleading that you would call it a little favor when historically nothing you've ever asked us to do has been that way.
To be fair, if you did it quickly, it would be a little favor.
Whoa. I don't need coffee because I just got punched in the face by Silver. All right, what task do you require of us?
Well, I don't know if have you looked around? Anything strange in the hall? Have you seen, I mean, it's clear.
Breakfast panini, yes.
So as you're moving deeper into the merchant hall, you notice that it's actually in shambles.
I somehow didn't notice that.
Yep. Carts are overturned, banners have been torn down from storefronts, broken glass from potion bottles or litter one area with liquids pooling together into a sizzling concoction. And you also notice a young Aarakocra.
Yeah. Is alive? That's a weird place to stop talking.
He's setting down brightly colored chalkboard easel with the warning, caution, magical material.
Erk, how are you doing?
Oh, gosh. You startled me. Thanks for helping out.
Oh, haven't agreed to that yet. Hold on.
I mean, but we're obviously going to help, though. Yes, what is it? What is the thing?
Oh, well, so there was some trouble last night, and, well, I think I goofed.
You did? My precious friend.
Riot gives Lariah the mean eyes. Like,
I mean that as like, there's no way whatever happened is your fault.
Okay. Oh gosh, that's real nice of you, but I'm pretty sure it was my fault. And you notice that Erk is actually looking really, really tired. And he says, well, so I have multiple jobs here at Emerald Forest Adventure Con because I'm trying to pay off my student debt.
The student debt from the torch-bearing school?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a real racket.
Now that I think about it, maybe it is.
Yeah. Gone to a vocational school or something. This is Brittany talking.
So, I have a job here at the Merchant Hall as the night watch. During the day, I work at Starbeaks. I also do lighting for Volo's live monster stage. And, well, last night, I was on watch, and I fell asleep, and he just motions around.
So you're sleepwalking and sleep-destroying. Case closed!
That was my first thought, too.
Oh, gosh, you really think it was me?
No!
No, Erk, come on, of course not. Just haven't seen you in who knows, so I had to tease you. She kind of like pats his little, I guess, limp feathers because he's not had time to preen.
Yeah, he's looking rough. He's in rough shape. His feathers are all over the place. If you do an invest...
yes?
What is your passive wisdom, everybody?
12.
13.
Sildar doesn't have that wisdom.
So the dames, you notice that Erk is looking really worn. He also has a bandage on his left hand.
What happened there, bud?
Oh, I'm not bud.
Oh. What happened there, bird?
So this happened last night. I honestly don't remember how it happened, but this happened last night during whatever happened here. Thankfully, it's not my torch-bearing hand.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Small favors, yes.
Were you attacked? Should we?
Was there? Can we examine the wound? Actually,
pop that's that. A weird way to say that. Can I roll to examine the wound?
And so we can see if it's like a bite, a chunk taken out, a scrape.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And he just unwinds the bandaging and shows you. Do you want to do a investigation or a survival check?
I will do a survival. Yes, 13.
You do think that it's actually might be a bite mark.
Does my 20 on survival tell me what kind of?
Because he's got like feathers and everything around it, you can tell that it's like smaller teeth.
Needle teeth.
Okay.
All right. Put that away. It's disgusting.
You asked for. He's like quickly pointing.
Riot also pulls out a hand and whoop, pops out a purple berry and presses it in right before and gives him a little good berry action to help sew it up.
It's got a sting.
It's not good citrus.
Berry, though. You know?
It smells good.
She says, thank you.
No homeopathic love over here. That's fine, whatever.
Well, of course, my friends, we should figure out what's going on here, but I was here extra early, which is how I saw what happened here, and I did put some exclusive con gear aside for you. So some of these vendors have exclusive Emerald Forest Adventure Con where, so I have some aside for you, and I would like to keep them a surprise, of course, but, just something in it for you, if we can just, get this place figured out.
Yeah, absolutely,
you
Brian.
Said you were in already, so I don't know why this would make it any worse. But.
I mean, you're not asking us to help clean, right? You're helping us to figure out what was responsible.
Yes. Well, if you happen to pick up some things on the way, no one's going to stop you. But.
Depends on how long it takes for us to figure this out.
I see it taking quite a while.
Well, no, I'm sure scratching my head over it. I just don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. I just dozed off, and then all of a sudden, all of this happened, and my hand was like this, and and he's just starting to sweat, and he's just like rubbing his brow.
Does he look like he's under some sort of enchantment? Or
doing
sick,
an arcana check?
Ooh, that was 5.
You have no idea.
Sweating, huh?
Love when the DM shrugs. That's always good.
Do we know of any sort of needle-toothed animal that can bite you and put you to sleep?
Very specific.
Hypothetically, just completely. I know it seems like a strange question.
Can we
question.
Roll really well to figure it out in the first 10 minutes?
Or can you walk us through what you did last night?
Well, I was doing my regular rounds. I was walking around, there was a little bit of litter, so I picked it up and cleaned up a little bit. Because, some people they throw stuff down on the convention floor. And anyway, I was just doing my job, and next thing I knew, I kind of dozed off.
Were you still walking when this happened, or had you perched somewhere to get like a good view of the room?
To be honest, I just actually sat down at a bench and thought I was taking a breather for just for a minute, and then the next thing I knew, all of this happened, and heck if I know what happened.
Show us the bench, right?
Yeah. All right. So he brings you down the merchant hall, and it's just a regular bench.
Likely story.
And then he actually goes and sits in it, and and looks up at you and says, okay, this is how I was sitting.
All right, so yeah, right hand on your right leg, left hand on the bench. Okay, you feel anything? Anything coming back?
I'm getting tired again. No, I don't think so. I mean, we could maybe, I don't know. It seems like there were like some specific places that have been vandalized, and I just don't know. I can't really piece it together, which is why I asked Mr. Hallwinter here to help, and then he said you were here, and I got really excited because I thought, you know.
Yeah, this is coming a little full circle. Sorry about that, Eric.
No. Well, let's look at. You want to see like who was vandalized and figure it out.
Yeah, is that something that you have like in list form, or do we need to go gather that?
Oh, I mean, I can point out the places to you if you'd like.
Perfect.
Well, right over here, right behind me, there's the slaughtered lamb.
What are they? What goods do they make again? Is this like a jerky stand?
Oh no, it's they sell leather armor, shearling lined boots, and cloaks. In armory, I guess. Do you want to go in here, I guess?
Sure.
All right.
I'm still going to look for jerky, though. I feel like that should be like at the cashier stand,
it's like
you know?
A like byproduct, a, right?
Yeah. It's like a last minute purchase. You know, like, oh, they got me. Like,
nose to tail, right? Sorry.
Do you want to do an investigation check in here?
Do I get to roll? Am I playing?
Sure.
Okay.
Sildar, please help us. We need.
Yeah, if anyone else wants to do an
18 for Sildar. Oh,
cool.
Yeah, 15.
7.
All right, so Riot and Sildar, you notice that there are some loose feathers in this stall here.
Are they the color of Urk? Urk's feathers?
Yes, you see some white feathers.
All right. Riot picks them up. Whiffs them.
Is Urk with us?
Yeah.
All right, here you go, Urk. I think these are yours. Maybe you can sew them back on or whatever Eric Hooker do.
Oh, gosh, I must be so stressed out that I'm molting.
We'll just keep it at that right now.
Okay.
Is there any... There's no blood on the ground, is there? All right.
No.
Urk, did you notice any feathers missing? You know, that must hurt when they, you know, come out or... No, just...
I noticed the bite, and then I woke up. I don't think I noticed feathers coming out, though. It must be the stress.
Oh, maybe, Urk.
Is the shop owner, the booth owner?
The shop owners aren't here yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we see anything else other than the feathers that seem out of the ordinary here?
Loria doesn't.
I won't do that.
Riot just puts a... Consolatory? No. Yeah. Hand on Lariah's shoulder and just like looks around with tiefling eyes. Mm.
Yeah. No. Actually, the main thing that you notice is the feathers.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the next stop then on this horror tour.
All right. I think the other shop over just down the way here. Here it is. It's the Shrieker Shack. Shrieker Shack.
So this is like a
vista.
It's like a recording booth for like wax records and.
No, this is let's look around. I think it's medicinal mushrooms and other herbs.
Is it Fright Night?
What's happening?
If you want to do another investigation check, you can.
Yes,
check.
Sure.
Oh, that's a 20.
Nice.
That's
good. 7 for Riot. So. Pushes Sildar forward. Get in there.
I'm not looking.
You're trying to drag this out for as long as possible so you don't have to clean up.
I don't even see a mess. I don't know. It looks fine to me.
All right, so Sildar, you notice... that among all the herbs, there are these wolfsbane flowers that sort of stand out from the greens and browns. Bundles have been hung up to dry from the rafters, but some of them have been torn down. if anyone wants to do a nature check, you can.
Yes.
Discover one.
Dirty 20.
Sildar will hold hand them to Riot.
Riot again takes a big ol' whiff.
Oh, careful, careful. Strong.
Yeah, taste, and then.
Yes. It is a perennial herb. It's often grown as an ornamental plant due to its attractive blue to dark purple flowers. It's also quite poisonous, so you probably would not have inhaled it that much. And some also believe that it's a cure for lycanthropy.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Have you found anything?
No, nothing you need to worry about. Oh my god. hey, speaking of, what was the moon like last night?
I think it was a full moon.
Was it?
How does that, just not anything, not related to anything at all, how does that bite feel? So,
I mean, it's a bit stingy, to be honest.
Uh-huh. Not like just healing on its own or anything weird.
Well, I mean, I think it just happened last night. He's like rubbing his brow again and sweating.
Sweating, yep.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Uh-huh. What's Eric's clothing situation like?
Like, are they all torn? Like, he maybe like ripped out of them?
His clothes look like they're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yeah. No reason.
None at all. Yeah. Lariah and Ryan are just like. is there any, like, were there any, like, mortar and pestles or glasses taken as well? Or?
No, but they are available in the shop.
Well, I'll take one. No, it's easy. And are the owners of this place, they're also not here, right?
Yeah.
This place opens in 15 minutes. Why is nobody here? Is everyone at the bank? I mean, the.
Can I get change?
Coinery?
Yeah. Nailed it. Any more shops? Do they also start with the letter S?
Actually, yeah. This next one is called Silver of Hope.
Do they sell silver? Silver bullets, maybe?
A bullet.
Silver arrows?
Silver-tipped anything.
Oh,
weapons.
Yes. I believe this is a silvered equipment shop.
Good. What seems to be amiss here?
I need you all to do an investigation check again.
16.
Lariah walked to the wrong
booth. What is happening?
No, Lariah, that's the jerky booth. I mean something with a dry rub, though.
I feel like Lariah is like that John Travolta like, thing. Where he's just like... What did you get?
15.
All right, Sildar and Riot, you're looking around and a display case has been broken, and there's the tag is still there. It's for a bell of opening, and as you're sort of looking at this tag, you hear from Volo's live monster stage, there's some howling going on.
That's probably fine and has nothing to do with our investigation. So,
Irk, you mentioned that you fell asleep doing this. You mentioned that you've also been doing the lighting for the Volo's monster stage. What kind of monsters they got in there? Any sort of were creatures? No reason?
Oh, yeah, they have all sorts of creatures. Were creatures, non-were creatures, they got like
that's it.
Yeah, that's everything, right?
Yeah, that's the Venn diagram right there.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm not an expert though.
What's on the smaller side of the weird creatures? Is there like a cat?
I mean, cat. Why would there be a cat there?
No reason. No reason. Again.
As you're having this conversation with Irk, from the shadows.
How is this place not lit? I don't understand.
A figure waddles forward, and it emits a horrible, blood-curdling...
Poor Robin.
It's a goose.
You see a goose, and I need you all to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, nope.
three.
You all were here the day all the dames died, right?
Lost our lives to the goose.
Yeah. All right, what did you
Eight.
Get? Okay, so all of you. Oh my goodness. Okay,
someone's sleeping on the couch.
So there was this horrific, horrific honk, and you all take.
Can we take embarrassment? Can we, can we be injured from embarrassment?
You all take 7 psychic damage.
The Psyduck? What's happening?
Yeah, and you see a goose just sort of waddle away with the bell of opening in its mouth.
You got it.
You got it. Anyone?
It's funny that it can honk and hold it at the same time, though.
Oh, it honked and then picked it up.
Oh, okay.
Irk, is this one of yours? Your things you should have been lighting up?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It seems really vicious.
Clearly.
And he's holding his head because he's just like, he's taken psychic damage too. I do all need you to roll for initiative because this goose is just like, not going to let you go.
Dirty 20.
Woo! 5.
Woo!
That's right.
It's okay, I feel like goose
Last
chicken tonight. So.
15.
Look,
15. All right, so Riot Goose. Riot.
But it was walking away, right? Like
it was starting to walk away, but Riot, what would you like to do?
Riot holds up 2 taloned hands and pushes out a bunch of little dancing lights to sort of distract the goose for a minute. And it plays probably a very particular music that I don't know, but I'm sure someone could hum. Anyway. Anyway, that's it. Period.
Right. So there are lights that have flashed in front of this goose here.
Mm-hmm.
And now the goose is going to look up at the lights, squint over at you, and...
How does it know it's from me?
You put your hands
this.
Up.
Yes.
You were very dramatic about the whole thing.
That was on you, really.
And it's going to attack you. So the first attack. Can I get you? Can I get somebody in the audience? There's a little one here.
Yes.
All right. You're rolling for the goose to attack.
Okay.
What do we get here?
Oh. What is it?
A 2.
Anders, that was a weird bad roll. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a ringer right there.
All
right,
so the goose went in for a beak attack and missed, and I need somebody else to roll a dice again.
Yay! Yeah, do that same type of really good roll.
Real low.
All right, and then the goose flaps its wings. You feel this gust coming over you.
Smells like thyme and lemon.
Actually, I need all of you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Nope.
3,
you hear.
17.
From the gust.
So, Lariah, you saved.
Oh, wait, you said dex? I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. 14. Sorry.
Lariah, you saved.
Try to save yourself.
But Sildar and Riot, the wings flap out, and it's such a huge gust that you take 7 bludgeoning damage as you're knocked prone.
All right. I was trying to be nice, but apparently
what?
That was the wrong thing to do.
Wait, how much? 7? What? Yeah.
Sildar is an NPC, so...
Sildar's very... So he's weak. He's so weak.
All right. It's Lariah's turn.
Are we... What are we gonna hurt this goose? How are we feeling?
I think we need to incapacitate this goose. We don't need to cook it. We
says
just
Riot
need to
from
knock
the
it.
Ground.
Maybe you can just knock him out, okay?
I just feel weird about attacking this goose.
Yeah, I did too, but not anymore. Make it molt, Lariah.
I mean, it still has the metal bell in its mouth, right? Mm-hmm.
Do we know what that bell is, by the way?
It's a bell of opening.
But
yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's a bad what? Omen. It's gonna open up.
Open our souls. Like what?
Gonna open
if anybody
us
wanted to yeah. do a check, you would do an Arcana check on it.
Not me.
That's not a Sildar thing.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
There we go. Sildar. Nice. Sildar. Lariah made that bell. Her own two hands.
It's a stone bell.
So you know that this bell, it can, when it's rung, it can open doors, lids, locks. It issues a clear tone, and one lock or latch on the object opens unless the sound can't reach the object. If no locks or latches remain, the object just opens itself. It can be used 10 times, and after the 10th time, it cracks and becomes useless.
Have we heard it yet?
Nope.
Okay.
You would know. Yeah, Lariah, please, anything. I'm begging you from the ground. I'll turn over so I'm on my knees. Okay, there we go.
You just, like, help each other
out. I guess I'm going to point at the... And the bell is metal, right?
It is metal, yes.
So I guess I'm going to heat up that metal.
Do it.
What does that look like?
Lariah is going to... Point her wand at it. And just say, like, I mean, we've already made this joke, but she will also say, this goose is cooked. Thank you. And it takes 2d8 fire damage. Which, if I could roll better, would be really impressive. It is 5 damage.
5?
5. And it also needs to make a constitution saving throw or drop the object.
Yes.
Yep.
That is a...
It got a 21.
That's sorry. Fine, keep it.
But
since it is still holding it, then I think it... Oh, maybe not till the next turn. It'll continue taking damage.
Okay. And it takes the same 5 damage every turn?
I think you get to re-roll it, don't you?
Yeah, I think I re-roll it every okay. time. Yeah. So hopefully more next time.
All right. That's right.
If those it wants to hold that bell, it can hold that bell.
Its little teeth are about to fall out, though, from the crack.
All right, Sildar, it is your turn.
Oh, dear.
Urk is just standing by the side because he's just, like, stressing out at this point.
Oh, good. Urk's not helping.
Urk is incapable.
Sildar is going to go move towards the closest stand to the goose and, like, basically... shoulder bump it to hopefully like tip it over onto the goose. Okay. Sildar's gonna destroy someone's table. And I realize that as I was saying it. Sounds terrible, but that's
worth
what he's
gonna
it do.
To defeat this goose. Yeah. Yeah.
Make a strength check against this inanimate object.
19.
You knock
that boost going down.
Alright, I need to make a dexterity save, and the goose does not save. So it knocks the goose over. So I'm gonna say that the goose is prone.
Oh shoot, Sildar was prone too though.
No, but you got up at the beginning of your turn, right?
I did, but then I moved. Can I do both those things?
Mm. No, it isn't getting up make only you it's can only half movement.
So we're good?
That's yes. what, yeah.
All right.
You can only move 15 feet instead of 30.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right, there we go.
Yeah. All right. So now the goose is prone. Sildar, you've knocked out. So
prone and covered with, like, a bunch of stuff,
yeah.
right?
Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, gosh. We're good.
Do a little bit of this.
Yeah.
All right.
So from the ground.
So Urk is... Urk is going to sort of like scramble around and say, Mr. Hallwinter, you don't look so great. Do you need me to get a healing potion or something?
Oh, Urk, no. I'm fine.
Yes.
Yes.
What? No!
Force it. Sorry.
Oh, if they insist, we do.
Urk is gonna go over and grab a healing potion first for Sildar, which you can take on your next turn. Riot, what would you like to do?
Yeah. So the bell's still in the goose's mouth.
Yes.
Riot would like to take out her longbow, strip off a piece of her tunic, tie it to the end of the bow, and then shoot.
Okay.
This arrow. In such a way that the loop of this cloth goes over the goose's mouth. What do I need to roll?
Oh my gosh.
How many d20s do I need?
I think we need to do a dexterity contest.
Okay, perfect.
17.
I also actually really quickly would love to give a word Riot Damespiration for this really incredible. Yep.
Wow, okay, yeah, now that I have this Damespiration coin, I will spend it for no reason whatsoever. okay, what is this, 16 for me?
Okay, so the goose saves. So
the goose saves, okay.
It goes past the goose and lands next to it.
Perfect.
Do you have a bonus action?
I do. Riot holds up her little bracers, and two little runes come out, but doesn't cast Hunter's Mark. She's casting Slayer's Prey. So, and this little like silver outline goes around the goose, and next time I hit it, I get 1d6 extra damage. If I ever hit it, I think is the real...
All right. You're done? All right. So the goose gets up and...
like puts one wing on the ground and I'm like...
Yeah. And then it...
I even tried talking to it.
It tries running away a little bit with the... Yeah, because it's waddling. Oh. And it waddles away about 20 feet.
Right out of range.
Not out of my range.
Well, Lariah, what would you like to do?
I mean, does it seem injured? Is that... Goose, hey, what... Do you understand?
Don't honk, though. Don't honk. Nod your head up and down, if you understand.
It doesn't respond to your words.
I mean, okay. I guess, well, first, for my bonus action, is it takes more fire damage. That's 11.
Nice. Oh, 11 fire damage. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So its beak, I guess, it gets a little hot. It's still holding on to the bell, though. And
starting to scorch around the
non-lip
like area.
A little bit of like smoke coming out of its beak, and it just glares over at you.
You could drop it.
Again, doesn't respond to the words. Do you have a bonus action?
That was my bonus action,
okay.
Actually. I guess I foolishly want to just try to grab it? No, I don't. I know what I want to do. I am going to pull a rock out of my pocket and throw that rock at it. Okay. Not at it, near it. Not in a mean way. In a regular way. and it needs to make a strength saving throw.
11.
Cool. So Lariah throws this dark green stone next to the goose, and as soon as it lands, flowery vines shoot out all around and restrain it.
Okay.
And now it is restrained, and also burning its mouth.
Yes!
Somebody get that, probably? The bell, right?
Is it still hot?
Oh, Riot walks over. I'm fine. And grabs the bell.
I'm very delicate, you
yeah,
see.
Yeah. Riot grabs the bell in a way which around the top of the bell, the bowl, and then also putting her hands into it so that it doesn't make a sound as she pulls it away from the...
Okay.
Yeah.
The goose. I think we need to do a strength contest for that.
I better be able to beat this kid.
Oh, since it's because of the heat metal, it does have disadvantage.
You got a natural one anyway. So.
Oh, perfect.
That's good because I got a natural 11. So that's two ones.
All right, you can grab the bell out of its mouth.
Mm-hmm. All smooth like, so no sound.
No sound.
No sound. And then we wrap its beak shut with that tunic piece. It can breathe.
Oh, the honking. Sorry for that.
Not just for meanness.
Yeah. No, just feels so vicious the way you said it.
And then just, right, strips off another piece and then just ties it around its wings. So, like, it's just sort of, like, ready to be cooked.
You've trusted it.
Yeah, yeah, but we're, like stroking it. Like, you're so pretty. It's not your fault.
Yeah, you're a very good goose, I imagine, at other times. Not in this particular moment.
I feel like this is exactly what geese do, and they're very good at being jerks, so it is a good goose.
Very good goose. Five stars goosing.
Irk comes up and says, What's going on here? What are we doing with this goose?
I guess we're going to take it back to the Volo's monster area and hope that that's where it belongs and hope that someone has shown up on time and is there to take this goose off our hands.
Oh, okay. Sure. Let's go do that. All right. So you're just, how are you taking the goose to Volo's stage?
So I think those vines actually just come out of the rock itself. So I guess I'll pick up like the whole thing of vines. So it's in those vines, but also has a strip of fabric around its beak and around its wings, probably also vines. Yeah. So I'm just gonna...
What kind of save does it have to continue to make to get out of...
Strength.
Strength, okay. And every turn it can do that?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. That
we still
sense.
In combat? Oh, sorry, what a question. We
definitely help. Tied it up. It doesn't want to be tied up.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. So you bring it over to Volo's stage, and nobody is there yet, but...
meanwhile, the PA is like, 5 minutes till the door's open. Like, please get your...
But Irk says, maybe we can check below. There might be somebody backstage or something, because nobody's up here right now because there's no audience, so... So he brings you back, and I need you all to make a perception check.
10.
21.
Yes.
Oh, good. 8.
Okay. Sildar, you notice that the goose is, as you're walking by the rafters, it's getting really agitated. And from the corner of your eye, you spot something underneath the rafters that doesn't look like it belongs there.
Sildar goes and investigates whatever that is.
Is it rafters, like, above?
She said under the rafters.
Under the rafters, okay.
Yeah. And he's going to do one of those, like, eyes on me. I'm going that way. Yeah. My brain.
All right. As you're going under there, you actually notice that there is, it looks like there's a nest made out of wolfsbane and other material like torn banners and stuff. And I'm going to get another audience member to roll a d20 again.
Not everyone at once. I mean, come on, we got it.
Thank you. Oh. Oh my God. Natural one.
It's so dramatic, yeah. That thing. I love it. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, so the goose is just like really frantic that you're near this nest.
Any eggs in there, Sildar?
Are there eggs in there?
You see 3 golden eggs.
Ooh. Sildar's going to shed a tear. Ladies, I go.
Do you have any more room at home for babies?
I do have a nice yard with that.
The rookery. Yeah.
This is so sweet. We have to let it out. We have to let it go. Just trying to raise a family.
It I agree. Maybe, though, we can relocate this to not inside of here so that it doesn't continue to cause mayhem.
I mean, it's not like there's a show going on.
For, 10 more minutes, probably.
Who knows?
Maybe, I don't know. Well, don't we have, a petting zoo here or something that they might have been missing this goose?
Oh, yeah. I'm terribly sorry, but I would not want to pet this goose.
I mean, we're right by Volo's monster stage, right? Where else does it belong but with the monsters?
No. Whoa! Rude.
I mean, there is an actual forest around us.
Oh, do you mean the Emerald Forest for which this con is named?
I thought that was just more of a theoretical forest of the mind, but yeah, yeah. Yeah, we should take it back outside then. Yeah. This goose isn't wearing a VIP badge, is it? No? Okay.
Yeah, do an investigation check. Oh,
no. 9.
You don't see one on the geese.
That's pretty mean. So I guess, yeah, we try to relocate it outside.
Mm-hmm. We have to take the whole, nest.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we mm-hmm. can't leave pieces of it.
All right, so let's get, a rolly cart.
Right. And sure, also, sounds good, Sildar.
We all heard that howling earlier, right?
That's right.
But maybe we'll deal with that later.
I mean, that's part of what happens here every night. There's howling, and sometimes they're not howling.
Cool, that does encompass the two states of being.
So wait, the monster show, are there cages in the back where animals are living, or are these monsters just people who are very nice and allow themselves to be exploited for money?
There's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B in there. Yeah.
Can we check the cage situation?
Sure.
Are there any open ones or ones with...
It looks like there is an open one. Yeah.
Does it look like a goose lived there?
Probably, yes.
Oh, okay. Do we see anything that looks like it howls though? Like, oof. Oh.
Yeah. But they're not in cages. It's just
Wait, oh, they're just what? Around. They're just making espresso before the day begins.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's we flash them a thumbs up. The jerky stand was that way.
Slaughtered lamb.
Just again, not jerky. No jerky.
No, by the register.
All right. Fast
this one
friends,
cool.
This wolf was cool.
Does this goose belong in here? Or can we just take it outside, not for regular reasons, to let it go?
That goose has been a pain in our behinds since it got here 2 nights ago. If you want to get rid of it, I'm going to look away.
Not get rid of it. I just mean rehome it.
Sure, rehome.
Yeah, we should get this goose out of here before someone else does that.
Wolf's going to rehome it in its stomach. So.
Yeah, I guess we're taking this goose to the forest.
Yeah, does it have any ephemera, or items
just
in
its
it.
Eggs,
just eggs, yeah.
The three
just
eggs.
A duffel bag. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no a water container with its name chiseled on it or anything. Okay. All right, so we're going to find the nearest exit, which I assume is very difficult to find. So
does it is it freaking out a lot when we go try to collect its nest?
Yeah, it's panicking and it's you can tell that it's trying to reach the bell again, whoever mm-hmm. has it.
Ryan has it. Maybe we can use your cape and sort of make a stretcher to lay it all on top of so we don't mess up the...
Yeah, we can do that. I also wonder if part of why it wanted the bell, if it somehow knew what the bell was, is to get its babies out of these golden eggs. Maybe they can't pierce the golden shell.
So we should ring it?
No, outside. Let's first wrap this all up. Okay. Let's first get all of this out of here. We do not need more geese in here. I guess, yeah, I'll do the thing with my cape and try to scoop him up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the goose is contained, so I will get another d20 to roll, somebody to roll the d20 again to see if it escapes. Nope. All right, so you safely transport the goose and its golden eggs outside into the forest. What do you want to do out there?
find a good looking spot for geese.
That we know a lot about, so it's real easy.
You're a ranger and I'm a druid. Between the two of us, surely we can find something.
Right, right. We're not one of those indoor druids or indoor rangers. You're right. Yeah, we find a beautiful spot easily. Yeah. Set down the nest.
Uh-huh.
And then do you wanna let this goose go?
I mean, yeah. Shake or it out of the vines, I guess.
Okay.
And then do we wanna ring this? Seems real weird to just ring this in the forest where we could open up other doors to things.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable.
Give it back to the goose. What do you just?
I mean, I don't know that a wild goose should just have a bell. Like, a wild goose that has already proven how much mayhem it can cause should just be gifted a bell that can open anything, because who knows if it'll stay here or if it'll wander everywhere and open everything.
Kat, do we know... Someone else's problem. When you ring it, do you have to look at what you want to open or think about it in your mind's eye, or it's just a random...
It's just... You point it at an object.
Oh, okay. Well, then I feel fine doing this.
I
want to ring this bell.
I don't know.
Do
if we
know
should,
these
though,
geese
because
are
we
ready
know
to be
for
opened?
Sure. Yeah, we don't know for sure that this is the case. If you just like open these eggs, that might like be bad.
What if they're spiders?
Ooh, never mind. Okay. Oh yeah. Yikes! No.
I guess just set the bell down and see what the goose does.
I think that's what we should do.
Okay, but what if it looks at us while it's ringing the bell, and then we
like a split us in half?
I think it can only open inanimate things. She said in a regular voice.
Yes. pointing it at an object. So yes.
Okay, I mean it'll like unlatch your like hooks or whatever, but okay, I think it'll be fine.
That's fine. Right. That would be rude.
Yeah. All right, Riot puts the bell down very gingerly on the mossy. Mm-hmm. Forest floor
next to the goose, and then you release the goose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the goose quickly picks up the bell, rings it 3 times, and then the golden eggs crack open, and there are 3 little geeselings.
Aww. I'm gonna grab the bell gingerly, not leave it with the goose now mm-hmm. that it has hatched its eggs.
It's got seven times possibly.
And also just sort of like lean in a little bit and be like, so do you or do you not understand me? Because how did you know what this bell did?
It lets out a blood curdling.
Oh no.
But nothing happens.
Something's going on here, right?
You know, geese are just, they're real mean. And I think maybe we should just leave it here.
Yeah, I mean, we could RP this for days. Like,
we did find it the exact perfect spot for it to live and raise its baby geese. Between the two of us, like, by our powers combined, this is the perfect goose spot. So, mm-hmm. yes, mm-hmm. we know it will be safe forever and hopefully stay here and go nowhere else. Let us leave.
Riot pops out a few more good berries and gives, like, puts them around the nest for the babies. I don't know what they eat now. Enjoy.
Yeah. So the goose, the bigger goose, just sort of like stands protectively over the nest and spreads out its wings and just honks at you again and just.
Luraya very quickly, because she can't help it at this point, does like lean down, dig her fingers into the dirt, wild shapes into a goose. And just honks back at it. just to see if anything happens.
The goose.
Will Lariat in return and then wild shape back.
What did it say?
There's no way of knowing. Please, let's just leave.
Spoke a different dialect, so. All right, well, I'm ready to see what exclusive things Sildar, you have for us.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Hallwinter, let's go back to the convention floor. What did you get for them?
Oh, yeah. My head. Oh, my head.
More gooseberries. There you go. Or good berries. Whoops!
It's a little slip of the tongue.
They taste honking good.
So if we go back into the convention center... Is that what it's called? into the convention, the
pavilion.
Yeah, yes. Sildar has a bag stashed away at the corner of the merchant hall, and he'll pull out two things. So for Lariah, this is an exclusive print. This is Volo's Zine of Fantastical Creatures, printed just for this event. Very, very, very exclusive. Do you like it?
Sorry, I was already looking through it. I love it. Thank you so much.
And for Riot, this is very, very special. So each year, the convention, every day, there's a different one probably, makes a charm, an exclusive charm. And this one, this year, is a Helmthorn shrub charm. Oh. And it's for your quiver.
Thank you. I've been wanting to have one of these little charms, but on my... She pulls out her little quiver of Alona with, like, beautiful, like, unicorn, like, sparkling mane, and, like, boop. All right.
Looks great.
Thank you.
That's how you accept a gift.
I said thank you.
Yeah, and compliments.
Thank you, all of you, for helping me out. That sure was hairy, wasn't it?
Yeah, speaking of that, was there an apothecary around here or a cleric we could talk to?
Oh, why? Are you not feeling well?
Sometimes. when an Arakocra gets bitten by an unfamiliar creature and then a full moon happens, that Arakocra might experience some changes in its body.
Is this the Arakocras and bees conversation?
No, it's not.
very similar. It's a conversation that I don't feel fully qualified to give, but I feel like a cleric.
Mm-hmm. And then Ryan just goes, we don't know if you're going to turn into a weregoose or something.
Oh, gosh, no.
I mean, it could have just bitten you for fun. And because you taste good, I don't know.
And maybe you just have a fever.
Yeah, but it doesn't...
Did you get your flu shot?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, are you saying it's the bird flu?
No, but I wish I had.
So you all take a worried Urk over to the cleric to get sorted out, and we're going to leave it at that. Thank you all for coming out. That was... Untitled Wild Goose Chase.
So good.
I think we have time. Like, we've got 2 minutes if anybody has any questions or want to
come up here.
Come and chat.
Yeah.
Do you feel like...
Can I take a picture with all of you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we could do that after everyone leaves. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I have another question.
Sure.
Good question.
We actually don't have the next date yet, do we?
No, I do think we might be at another convention that has Emerald in its name as well.
The OG one.
The OG
one. Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
Most likely Emerald.
Yeah. But we definitely put that stuff up on our website and Twitter, and like we can let people know.
Why did you make up Emerald Forest Adventure
Con? I just thought it was funny to play a convention setting inside a convention.
This is the funniest one, other than the first one.
Thank you.
The goose is hilarious.
Thank you.
Revisit the goose in the actual storyline when I actually catch up.
All right, we'll have to get Matt to be a guest so that he can honk as the goose.
I think we had a question up here.
Yeah, I was wondering if it occurred to anybody in the party to like take the golden goose shells and give them to Urk for his student day.
Oh! Not obviously not.
That would have been real smart.
Nope, just threw him in the trash, actually.
Just smashed him into the ground like compost. Sorry, yes, you had a question? I'm sorry? Sure, we'll sign anything. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess not anything. But yeah, we'll sign. Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah. And Matt, were you giving out stickers to people that rolled? Okay, cool. Should we do where to find us?
Oh, yeah.
Find us.
Just where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter @RightJessR or on my website, rightjess.com. And it's WriteJess.
Excellent. You can find me, Jen, at The Jenya on Twitter and Instagram, or at Haunted Vault Studios, or at Very, Very Revivi Spaceship, where I have my own streaming RPG show that Brittany's on this month.
Yeah, tune in on Tuesday. You can find me at Brittany Lee on Twitter and Brittany Leonigay on Instagram. And that's it.
And you can find me at Kat Kruger on Instagram, Twitter, and also Steampunk Unicorn Studio, where I write for gaming and entertainment clients.
Yeah.
And DMs Guild, where some of these adventures show up.
Mm-hmm. And we're online at d20dames.com and at d20dames. And thank you so much for showing up.
Yeah, thank you all.
Now we will sign anything.
Thanks for rolling really poorly. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much to everyone who came to our live show last year. And thank you to you, dear listeners, for attending just now. Special thanks to our guest honker, Matt Burtness. If you would like to spend more time with the dames and enjoy our soft community, head over to patreon.com/d20dames and check out the tiers there. We have a pretty vibrant Discord community, and it's been a real pleasure this last year to share all sorts of things, from recipes to book recommendations, and cheer people on with their crafting. If you would like to keep up to date on goings-ons with the dames, as well as see us in non-D&D streams, you can head over to Twitter and follow us at D20Dames. We generally share information on where we will be and streams we will be on, and other characters? No, it's very fun. Thank you. It's great. So until next time, say it with me. Misadventure awaits.